An interview with Donald Hedges, July 1978. How would you describe your work?
Well, I'm primarily an architect. I became very much interested in painting about 10 years ago, and then became completely hooked on it. And in many ways, I enjoy it almost more than my architecture, although it's still great to be able to work. I'm glad I didn't get hooked when I was in my 20s, because I think it's very difficult to survive as a painter. But for the personal satisfaction it has given me, there's absolutely nothing to which I can compare it. And I'm extremely glad that I once painted a picture and learned what painting a picture means.
What brought you to Bucks County?
My wife and I came here in the Depression when there was no jobs and no possibility of jobs, apparently, and we started a small shop in New Hope. We'd been acquainted with the area a little bit because the first house I ever did was in this area, and we realized that New Hope had an art show twice a year, and we thought that we might make a living with a shop. And we were crazy and young and didn't know better, and we made out.
What does the county offer you artistically, as far as financial support or educational opportunities or inspiration?
The county has offered us what we consider to be a fabulous place in which to live. As far as financial support, speaking about art, I don't think that the county offers anything in that. And I'm sort of confused on this issue because I'm not entirely sure that art should be supported financially. I think art is special, but I'm not sure that it deserves to be subsidized. So that mainly our feeling about Bucks County is that it's just a wonderful, delightful place in which to live.
Are you aware of a strong or weak interaction or any at all between artists that live in the county?
Well, I am so old, and I'm not really an artist in that I have a background of an art education and a continuity of being in the art field, and so aside from some personal friends that I have who are artists, I don't have any interaction with the artists of Bucks County, but that's mostly my fault.
Can you see any way that the situation here could be improved to make people aware of artists that live in the county or give them more exposure?
Well, this is an area that's very difficult for me to know, because I don't think people really want to care or know about almost anything, whether it's lawyers or artists or doctors or anything else. Everybody is so involved in trying to survive, and I think that trying to work up a program of selling artists and art to the community is, to me, a self-defeating thing. I think that if a program could be worked up to help artists help themselves and get them coverage by giving shows of this kind, but I don't think that I think it's a waste of time to think that the community is going to get all dewy-eyed about it.
Were your expectations of the county, or what you expected to get from the county, were they fulfilled in the years you've lived here?
Well, I think when we came here, it was just a matter of it was a place to survive, and we had no expectations at all. And it just, I think when you're young, you don't even know what the potentials of any place are. It's only until you're ready to die that you found out how good things are.
So you're satisfied and very happy with the area that you live in. You don't intend to leave it?
Oh, I can't. I would hate to leave it.
What are you doing with your work now? Where is it headed?
I sure wish I knew. I can't. I think maybe that's one of my problems. I can't find any place to light. I just enjoy all of it.